Blog Talk Radio.
But exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, it is hot, hot, hot Thursdays, and I believe it's going to be a hot one today. Well, if you're over here on the East Coast like I am, the Northeast, the New Jersey area, we've been having some hot, hot, hot weather just in time as we line up and get ready for the summer time. And, you know, you live over in a place like this where it's winter, you just come off of winter, spring, that some days felt like winter, you look forward to the hot, hot, hot summer. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you are too. Well, good morning, good morning. Well, today is Thursday. I want to give a shout out to all of our friends, as they would say back in the day, out there in radio land. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And to some of you, good evening, depending on what part of the country that you're in. I know a friend who sometimes tunes in over there in Germany. It's evening there, and you have Tokyo, Japan. It's about 8 o'clock there at night, 8 p.m. And I know that because Mr. Paul Kiriazzi has shared that with us many times while he's been on the line, and we are happy that he's actually been on the line and been a guest on this show. So we appreciate you for tuning in. Good morning, Miss Virginia Dancy, down in North Carolina. Good morning also to Cindy Hunter and Miss Aretha Pugh. Good morning, good morning, Miss Aretha Pugh Robinson. Good morning, and to all of those who will be at the June the 24th through the 26th Releasing Your Inner Power Conference in North Carolina, Ms. Kelly Willer Weaver will also be presenting at this conference coming up on June the 24th, 5th, and 6th. Okay, that was strange. All of a sudden, there was an advertisement coming through. I had to go and shut that down. So what's going on, people, today with Hot Topics? Now, I know that I said I was going to give you the absolute two things that can sabotage your success. Absolutely shut your success down. So if you have a dream or goal, or there's some achievement that you're trying to achieve, some accomplishment you're trying to reach, these two things can absolutely shut it down. I'm talking about knock it right out of the box. So I want to make you aware of this so you don't get caught out there. In other words, that you don't let it happen to you. So, good morning, good morning, good morning. If you just tuned in, you tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am Coach LaLisa. It is hot Thursdays here on the Coach LaLisa Show. Yesterday, we had an awesome show with Mr. Versi L. Walker talking about marketing and how to position your business, get your business out there. But we know these marketing strategies that he had given out can also be used in other areas of our lives. So we definitely want to take heed on that. Also, we got Friday coming up. Lineup coming up. We'll check right here and see what we got coming up for you Friday. And then there is the weekend. Get ready for another slamming weekend. And we know this weekend there's going to be conferences, there's cookouts, there's weddings, baby showers, you name it. This weekend is going to be fun filled. Lots of stuff to do on this first weekend of June. First weekend of June. Not officially summer in some parts, but officially June and officially hot, so we're officially happy. Well, we were happy anyway. So, yes, yeah, so we want to continue to lift up our friends who might be listening from around the world. Oh, Miss Yakima, good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. We know that many people tune in to the archives, so we appreciate all those who tune back into the archives. Good morning. Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, and God bless you. Good morning to Ms. Hope L. Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio, holding it down right there at Custom Care Dry Cleaners. And good morning, Ms. Kelly Johnson, called in a couple times. Good morning, good morning. And I believe Miss Adele J. Foster is on her way, if she's not already here, in the New Jersey area. So look for that. We're going to see if we can bring her back on this show and she can talk about her phenomenal speakers tour as she goes around the country. I want to give a shout out to all the Monday night crew over there at the county building in Newark, where we're getting certified to be domestic violence and sexual assault advocates. So good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning to Mr. Obey, who tunes in on a regular basis, soon to be motivational speaker, author, and some other things. So we just want to say good morning and welcome. So you got a dream, let's just say. You got this dream. You got this thing that you want to do. You know, you got this idea that's so big. big that, you know, you really want to get it done. You got a goal that you want to achieve something. It may be to save for your first home. It might be to save for your first business and open your first business or open a business. It may not even be your first one. You got something that's big that maybe you want to go back to college and get a couple of degrees. Maybe that's what it is. So what can stop you from doing all that? What can sure enough sabotage that goal? That goal, I tell you, there are two things that will absolutely do it. Now, the list can be very long on things that can stop you, but these are two things that can absolutely stop you. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to write your third book, your fourth book, your fifth book. There's something that you want to do, but sometimes there's that thing that keeps you from getting it done. And what is that? We know there's procrastination, but with procrastination, at least you eventually will get it done. You're just procrastinating. It's just taking you longer than it otherwise would have had you not procrastinated. So what is this thing? Two things I said. I was going to give you two things that will help you move to the next level. And actually, if you, these two things can keep you going throughout your entire project. See, the way this is set up, if you do these two things, okay, if you do these two things, you will be well on your way. Or if you do these two things, you won't be on your way. However, if you don't do these two things, you will be good to go. If you don't do these two things, if you do these two things, however, or you do either one of them, they work independently. You can do one and not the other and still fail. Or you could do both and fail. If you do none of them, however, you will succeed. If you do none of these things, these two things, you will succeed. But if you do them, you will fail. Or if you do either one of them, you will fail. Now, life can be so interesting, and that is why it's so important to have all of the weapons, all of the tools that you can muster up in order to get through this. Through this maze, I want to call it life is like a maze sometimes. You know, life is interesting. Sometimes it's like a maze. Sometimes it feels like a puzzle. Then there are times it feels like a journey. Oh, many things. Many things. But the good thing is that you're here to feel whatever it is. Whatever it is, you are here. And if you're not happy, if you're not happy with your life, if you're not, you know, I love to meet people who are just so not happy with their lives. Because I'm telling them, you know what? Simple. You're not happy with your life? I got a simple answer for people who are not happy with their lives. I say to them, if a person comes to me, oh, I'm so not happy with my life. Okay. All right. Let them tell me all the things that they're not happy with. Their weight, their finances, their education, their looks, their friends, their marriage, okay, their health. Tell me all the things you're not happy with. And then I'm going to say to you, two words. You're not happy with your life? I'm going to say two words. And this is, some of you know what one of the words is because it's in chapter one of my book. If you're not happy with your life, change it. Change it. CHANGE space IT exclamation mark. Change it. If you are not happy with your life, change it. Don't stay unhappy. know I'm writing tons of books, right? Okay, because that's what I do. I help people. I write it down in a book so that long after I'm gone, somebody can pick the book up and read it. So somebody's going to pick up my book, change it, and they're going to be like, what am I changing? Well, change whatever you don't like. It's just like when we get dressed in the morning, right? Ladies, you know this for sure. And men do it too. I watch my husband sometimes. You know, he'll change pants or shirt or whatever, or he'll change his whole outfit. It's the same thing. When we put on something we don't like, what do? We change it. It's very simple. Change it. If you don't like your life, change it. You know how we do it, our hair. We don't like our hair. What do? We change it. It's something we don't like, we do. We simply change it. So I love getting around people who just absolutely don't like their lives because I'm a change agent. That's what I am. That's what I do. I love to change things. And so that's why I have had jobs in the past where I was not a good job fit for that company because the company was not about change. And because I'm a change agent, I have to be in an environment where the leader, the top echelon, where they believe in change, okay? So, if you don't like something, change it. Now, so in my book, I talk about what to change. You got to change. First thing you got to change is you. You can't want things in your life to change and try to change from the outside in. You got to change from the inside out. So you got to change you. Change you means changing your attitude, your opinions, your beliefs. Change your mindset. Change some of your characteristics. Change your personality. These are the things about you that you have to change. Change your level of integrity. Change your level of ethics. You know, you got to change you, and then it will spread outward. But here's the trick, and here's the real secret that a lot of people don't know, is that once you change you, I'm letting out a huge, huge secret, and this is why, you know, people tune into the show for these types of secrets, and they take them and they run with them, which is great. That's what I put them out there for. That's how I know we're helping people, and we're helping people all over the world. So here's the secret. When you change you, everything around you will change. Everything. EVERYTHING, period. Everything will change when you change you. When you change you, nothing will stay the same that is attached to you. It can't. It's just like a ripple effect in a pond of water. You drop the rock in at one point, but the ripple moves down, around, up, and out. You see? So when you change you, you will change essentially everything in your life, everything that's around you, that's attached to you. Changing one part of you can change every part of you. Sometimes just changing, for instance, let's say, you change your set of friends. That'll certainly change you. Change your eating habits. Oh, that'll most definitely change you. Change what town you move to, what town you live in. Absolutely changed. Change what groups you affiliate with. That'll bring on more change. So change, wow, I love change. I wish I had known this at age 5. You know, but think about it. You wouldn't even be in the world without change. It's okay. So the moment your mom and dad came together, there was change and you were created. There was a transition. Mom had to go through 9 months of pregnancy. And then you were birthed out. You were birthed into change. You're part of change. And as you grow every day, you grew and you changed. One day you had no eyebrows. The next week you had eyebrows. You know, you were born with very, very few eyelashes, and maybe by the age 5 you had a full set. You changed. You know, there's some children born with no hair, by age 8, they have a head full of hair. So you're constantly changing. You're born into a world of change. Your eating habits change. You come into the world, you start out eating mushy food. Okay? And by the time, you can no longer take that anymore. So some people start more early than others, and so there's more change, and there's change in here. So when our lives are a mess or they're not as we want them to be, we can go back to our beginnings and change. Change it. Change it. That's my new topic. Change it. And so people don't have to stay down in the dumps. Or we can change ourselves. We can, our households will change. Our communities will change. Our nation will change. And eventually the world. Well, the world is changing anyway. So imagine you're changing and that person's changing. And the person over there is changing. And the person across the world is changing. With all this change going on, well, who knows where we'll end up 5 years from now. But change, I love change, absolutely adore it. Now, I said I was going to give you these two things that if you do these two things, you are doomed for failure. However, if you do not do them, I know that sounds funny, right? Because normally people will tell you what to do to achieve success. Well, I'm in a sense, I'm doing that, but it's sort of backwards. I'm telling you, I'll tell you, these two things, you want to not do them to do them, okay? Because if you do them, you're doomed. So you want to not do them. But so what you want to do is not do them. That's what you want to do. You want to make sure, as it relates to your dreams and your goals and your desires. Well, first, though, you have to have some. Because some people, they don't have any. Unfortunately, they don't. And they need to get one. At least one. I'm not asking you to change the world. Not everybody will be as busy as, you know, Oprah Winfrey or Bill Gates or, you know, whomever. But guess what? You can do one thing, and that'll be enough. Believe me, you. For some people, one thing is enough. It's not only enough, it's more than enough. So what are those two things? I mean, okay, I know you've been waiting. I've kept you waiting long enough, so let me just go on and spill the beans and tell you what they are. But now, don't forget, your life is subject to change. It will change. My life changes every single day, and I guess that's why I love change, but I also embrace change because some people don't. Like this weekend, for example. Well, actually, yeah, this weekend we will be changing from one location to another. For some of you who know that I work with people, women and men, who are in a transition state, so they're in change in terms of jobs, and I'm helping them to, I'm empowering them, I should say, to be job ready. That's really what I do. So if you know anybody that needs to get job ready, need some empowerment, please call me up. But that's what I do. I empower people to take charge of their lives and get things done. So we're excited about it. We love what we do. Now, here are these two things that you want to not do. You want to not do them. So the first thing that you want to not do is that you want to not get started. You want to get started, so you want to not start. So the very first thing that can sabotage you from reaching your goal in life is to not get started on it. For instance, you can have a goal to own your own bank or own your own CPA firm, but if you never get started in taking that first accounting class, you'll never end up there. You will never get there. You know, they said the journey of 1,000 miles starts with just one step. That's right. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with just one step. And so you got to get started. That's you know, that's the number one thing that you got to do then to achieve any goal, a lifetime goal, a part-time goal, any kind of goal. The first thing is getting started. And for some people, that's very, very hard. So we'll talk about that on another show. But once you get started, now the physics of inertia kicks in, and it's easier to keep a moving object moving. Then it takes more energy to push something that hasn't been pushed before. But it's much easier. It takes less energy to move something that's already moving, okay? So keep it moving, people. But get started. You got to get started. That's the number one thing that sabotages people. They're sitting back, not doing. I have no clue what they're waiting on. I'm sorry. Help me out. What are you waiting on? I understand procrastination. Believe me, I'm a procrastinator. We sometimes wait till the last minute. But that's different than not starting at all. Hello? You got to get started sometime. Even if you procrastinate, I mean, at least you got started eventually, you know. Maybe it was the last minute. Maybe it was next to the last minute, but you did it. Okay. You're over the hump. You can try again and start a little sooner. But for the person who doesn't start at all, who sits back waiting for, I guess, someone else to do it for them, I feel very, very bad for them. I was telling my group that I'm coaching, I was telling them I'm doing this job readiness coaching, and I love it. But I was telling them that if, you know, there's no one, absolutely no one, hear me good, no one is going to come and fix your life for you. I'm sorry, that just ain't going to happen. And I'm not going to tell people that somebody's going to help you fix your life. No, they are not. They're not coming. They're not. They're out there. There are people out there. I can guarantee it. There are people out there, not that far from you, who will help you fix your life. But they're not going to come and get you. Trust me. You will have to go to them. You will have to go to them, knock on their door. You will have to seek them out, and you will have to get the help. They're not going to come to you. They're not going to come knock on your door and offer you help. The only people going to do that, and you know who will be knocking on that door and selling you them little magazines. That's it. Nobody else is going to do that. You got to get up and get it fixed yourself. So I'm giving out this morning the two things I talked about yesterday and on the show yesterday, and probably I put it out there on Facebook. So if you're on my Facebook page, you know what I'm talking about. Two things I said that can absolutely sabotage your achieving your dream life, the goals that you want. That's your dream life. It's just a bunch of goals, a series of goals. It may be one goal. It may be 20 goals. I don't know. Everyone's different. Everybody's an individual with individual goals and dreams. No two success programs look the same. What is success for you is not success for her. What's success for her is not success for him. And him and her and her. So it's all different for everyone. So we don't put people in a box and say, okay, everyone has to do it this way. No, we take the box off and let people be what they want to be. And it's a beautiful thing in the end, because variety just really does look great. So, I mean, how would you like if you went to the grocery store and the whole fruit aisle was covered with nothing but oranges? Wow, that would not even look right. So we like diversity. We want to see the green limes. We want to see the red pomegranate. We want to see the purple grapes. And we want to see the green, we want to see the yellow lemons and the red apples and the green watermelon. So we want to see the color and the variety, the red strawberries. We want to see everything. So the same way, we want to see a variety. We want to see everybody being the same thing, doing the same thing. Come on, people. Let's get over that already. Be unique. Be original. Do something different. Do something different. It's okay. God likes variety. He can handle. We may can't handle it, because sometimes we want everybody doing the same thing, but God can handle it. And, you know, he made you. He understands. I love love that about him. He so understands. So the number one thing that you want to not do, and that is you want to not, don't get started, okay? So you want to get started. You want to get started. And try to get started soon. Don't keep, you know, don't procrastinate. Don't make that bad habit. But sitting back, waiting, there's nothing to wait for. And like I was talking to this group of women, as I was saying earlier, I said to them, you know, you have to do it. You got to do it. And as I was sitting home yesterday and I was thinking and reflecting on that, I was like, wow, because if you don't fix your life, if you're waiting for somebody, like, who do you think's going to come do it? That's number one. Like, give me a list of the people that you think are going to come and rescue you. Just make a list. Give me some names. If you don't know their names, tell me what occupation they're in. If you don't know their occupation, tell me what, you know, religious group they're affiliated with. Okay? Do something. Tell me something, you know. And if you can't come up with some names, I'm like, okay, that means you. I'm like, it's you. That's why. You need to put your name there. Your name should be at the top of the list. God gave you every tool you need inside of you. And basically, you only need one. You only need a couple of things, a heart, a mind, and a soul. With those three things, you got a heart, mind, and soul, and you got your emotions and your feelings. Believe me, you, with those five things right there, you can do anything you want. You can do anything you want in this world, anything you can dream. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. If you can even conceive, just to conceive it, just conjure it up in your mind, you can reach it. You can achieve that goal. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Whatever. But whatever. It will not happen. It absolutely will not happen if you don't do it. If you just simply don't do it. You may say, oh, well, I would love to own my own social work agency or one of those kinds of outfits. Well, you need an MSW, so a Master's of Social Work. And before you get your Master's of Social Work, you need your Bachelor's of Social Work. So, you know, you need a sociology degree or anthropology degree or political science degree or any of the psychology degree, any of the other degrees in the social science field. But if you don't go and take that first application to the college, you're never going to do it. So you got to do it. You got to just do it. The same thing with owning a business. You will never own that business if you don't sit down, write that business plan, and get started, get started, get started. So we want to help you. We are absolutely here to help you get started. You got to get started. But like I said, we're here, but we can't come to you, but you got to come to us. So you got to make that phone call. You got to fill out that email address. You got to make contact in order to get the help that you need. Now, the next of the two, I said there were going to be two, so one is not getting started. So what else can absolutely shut you down, sabotage you, cause you to fail in achieving your goals and your dreams in life? Well, the second thing, much like the first, that is very important and critical. The first is shuts you down and you're done, you're through, that's it, because you didn't even start. You don't even need to go to step 2, 3, 4, 5, because you didn't get started. The second one can happen, though, after you get started. So after you get started, you see, that's not the be-all and the end-all, because there's one more thing that's looming that can really shut it down. And so that one more thing is, the second thing is that what you can do is you can, once you get started, okay, let's say you did do that, you did go fill out those papers, you did sign up for that class, you did do the business plan, you went to the bank, you got the loan, you opened that business. Now know what can happen. Well, the second thing, number two thing that can shut you down and sabotage your goals and your dreams in life is to give up. Yeah, that's right, to give up. If you give up, okay, that's it. All bets are off. If you give up in the middle of your doing what you're doing, you could get all the way to the end and give up. You could be working on a project for 10 long years. And if you, or your goal, your dream, and if you give up, and let's just say you've been working on something and you know you're waiting on a particular outcome, and let's just say the particular outcome was going to come in year 11, but you can't see that. So you give up because it seems like it's taking so long. And you give up in year 10, guess what? You're never going to make the outcome. You're never going to see the thing achieved that you want to achieve. Now, I know I just gave an arbitrary number, 11, but I could have used 5, I could have used 3, I could have used 1, could have used any number. However long it might would take for your project, I don't know. Every project is different. Everything that you might want to do has a different timeline to it. But if you give up, that's it. That's it. If you give up, that's it. It's over. It's done. You know, once you give up, that's how some people have done, even in their marriages, they've given up. It's over. It's done. They just walked out and left. So if you give up, what was the sense of starting? Why take all this time to have a dream, a goal, an achievement, something that you want to accomplish? Why put forth the effort to only give up? Didn't your dream mean more to you than that? Didn't your idea of whatever it was you were desiring mean more to you than that, than giving up? And I know it's not easy to give up. Giving up can be tough. Some people wrestle with giving up. They don't just wake up one day and say, all right, I'm giving up. No, it doesn't happen like that, because then you would probably recognize it. But the urge, the desire to give up, it creeps on you. It works a little bit at a time. All right? A little bit at a time, we get more frustrated and more frustrated and more disheartened and more confused over time. And then we get to the point where, you know what, it's easier to just give up. So you want to be aware of these two things as you setting focus. Because we know that you can reach your goals. You can achieve your dreams. You can visualize your success and achieve it. It is real. It is attainable. Remember, just change it. You can change your life from any bad scenario. I don't care how bad it is. You could have just gotten out of jail. You could have just dropped out of high school. You could have just gotten a divorce. You could have just had your children taken away from you. You could have just lost your business. You could have been persons that were a part of what just happened in Missouri and in Illinois and Alabama and North Carolina. And still people, there's still people in Haiti who still haven't overcome their hurricane. And so all these things could happen to you. Yes. Yes, absolutely they can. No one knows what tomorrow will bring. And that's why we have to go into every day, go into each and every day with the mindset that I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. That's the mindset that you want to go into each and every day with. That's a basic motivational quote that many motivational speakers use, and I'm just repeating what I've heard, but I also use it. You know, you go in with this, I can, I will, I must, and that will usually break that stronghold of wanting to give up. If you say to yourself, for instance, you're trying to learn let's just say, some musical instrument and you just cannot seem to, you know, get it right. Just tell yourself, I can do this. I will do this. I must do it. And that will give you the strength and the fortitude to get it done. Because what happens is when we give up, there's these neurons in our brain that's like going haywire, telling us that we cannot do it, telling us to, that's why we give up. Most people give up. That's the voice that's in the back of giving up is, you can't do this. And, you know, so, and we listen and we hear it and we believe it, but you got to come back with a fighting voice. You got to find your fighting voice and you got to say, I can, I will, and I must. Very simple. And then we said also we could always use, too, on a daily basis, if it is to be, it is up to me. Take the power back. See, when we say, if it is to be, it is up to me, that's me taking the power back from whoever I've given the power to. I tell the women that I'm coaching, and like I said, in the work readiness job piece, they might feel as though, I won't get the job. No. Take that back and say, if it is to be, it is up to me. It is up to me to get the job. And what I'm telling people, my little secret to getting a job, and it's really not a secret, but it's not a secret to us HR people, but it's a secret to others. You know, it's like the Jahari Wendell. You know, you have that part of you that is not a secret. It's a part of you that's not a secret to others, but it's unbeknownst to you. So that's like what this whole job thing is for some people, right? It's not that the company, that you can't get a job. It's that what a lot of people cannot find is that today they cannot find the jobs that they fit into. And companies today have gotten slicker or tougher or keener or smarter. Basically, they've gotten smarter. And they no longer have a desire to hire people that don't fit their organization. And that's like the big secret. And so what you have to do is you have to find out where you fit in. You know, some people don't want to do that because that takes more effort. So you don't just go out blanket. Remember back in the day? How many of y'all remember back in the day where you just sent a resume, or you didn't even send a resume back in the day, you just application or whatever, or you went and filled out that. Remember back in the day? I mean, really back in the day, y'all. Some of y'all don't even remember this because you were alive, but you weren't job hunting during that time. But back in the day, you went to any company. I don't care if it was Procter & Gamble, one of the biggest companies in the world, the biggest bank in the world, wherever you went, in any USA company, and you walked in and you filled out a job application. And you may have gotten an interview on the spot. Not today. It just doesn't happen. Not even McDonald's. I went in McDonald's with some people and just to see, right? I said, oh, are y'all hiring? And the woman said, yes. I believe she said yes. And I said, oh, can I have an app? Or maybe I asked for the application first. I'm not sure. But they did not even have any applications. I mean, that's that McDonald's, y'all. I was like, wow. They did not have any applications. But yet you can go online and apply for a job at McDonald's. So anyway, the interviewing game has changed. It still has a lot of other games. But I said all that to say, if you have to find where you are a good fit. And so that's the big secret. But some people, it's hard for them to do that because they don't know what I'm talking about. But that's all right. I'll show you. I'll just come to one of my seminars and we'll teach you how to do it if you are having trouble. If you're having trouble finding a job. But now here's the thing. Now here's the problem with that for some people. They don't want to go where they fit in. You know, like how they used to say, get in where you can fit in. But some people don't want to do that because, well, somebody should have told you this like 30 years ago or 20 years, 10 years, 15 years ago, so that you could have stacked your deck with skills that where you wanted to fit in. So nobody told you that, and now you're forced to do it. It's not looking too pretty for some people because they're where they want to be. They don't have the skills to be, because companies are now hiring based on what skills you have that fit their company. As a matter of fact, there's a workshop I won't be attending, but there is a training workshop that's happening in Pennsylvania where they're teaching HR employees how to build test questions online. So now, you know, when you go to fill out a job application online, it's not like you're going to put your name, your social, some work experience, list a couple of skills, and click. No, no, no. They're going to ask you a series of questions, okay, to see if you are a good fit for their company. And so if you can't answer them questions, no matter how wonderful your resume might look, you may not get a call. You may not, if you don't answer the questions correctly. Okay, and these questions are there, and at this workshop, they're going to teach you how to take your job description, that a company has a job description, and how to make questions out of that job description, so that if you, so therefore, a person can't get the job and then say, well, I can't do that because I don't know how to do that, or you know, I never said I could do that, and, you know, this and that, right? Not going to be able to do that in about another 2 years. That'll be history. So anyway, we got to train people how to position themselves for a job. Now, for those who are already working, that's good. That's fine. You're already working. You probably feel you don't have to worry about this. Well, there are a lot of unemployed people who was working who didn't feel they had to worry about it. And something happened. They got unemployed somehow. Either they retired from one job, but they were still too young to totally retire, so they still needed to go into the job market, or the company laid them off or shut down or moved away or whatever, or you got let go. So there are reasons that you might want to still be up on how to get that job, just in case. You never know. And some of us just are on the job, and we just get tired of doing that, and you want to move on to something else. So I'm just telling you about the way companies are selecting today, which I believe is impacting people's abilities to get hired. Because now that I'm working with these women and helping them to find jobs, I'm looking at every day a job announcements every day, and I see a lot of jobs out there. But why aren't the people getting them? That's kind of real scary. But a lot of it is because the people, and it's not that people don't have the skills. They just don't know how to talk about their skills as it relates to the job announcement. And so therefore, because one of the online tools is that it's a scanner. And so your resume is scanned and certain keywords are picked up. So for those people who do know that, great. And if those who didn't know it, I hope I just helped you, for those of you who are looking for a job. But if you would like to attend my seminar on how to get a job via online, you might want to sign up for the seminar. So how to make your resume job ready. So I will be meeting with some HR people at one of our HR meetings, and I will be asking them some more questions about what they're looking for and what they're finding. As a member of the Society for Human Resource Management and the American Society for Training and Development, those are my professional fields, I will be investigating that and bringing that information right to you right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. So soon. Well, it's always been a show to help people develop and advance in their careers. But that career could be your own business. And some people have made it a business out of being an entrepreneur. That's their career. And so I asked the question yesterday to the group that I'm working with. I asked them, what's the difference between job, career, and profession? Job, career, and profession. And yeah, because a lot of people don't know what the basic differences are between a job, a career, and a profession. Some people think that a job is, they just think that it's, they think, some people think they're all, you know, it's all the same for the most part. Or they think it's about the money. Well, there's a little bit more to it than that. So I wanted to make sure I gave you today those two things that you absolutely need in order to, if you are going to reach your goals, your dreams, whatever it is, whatever success in life you want to reach, you need to make sure you do those two things or that you don't do those two things. And that's one, is not getting started at all. And I'm not talking about procrastination, because at least with procrastination, you did it eventually, hopefully. But I'm actually talking about you didn't do it ever. And then the second thing is, once you get started, you have to keep going, not giving up. You know, it was so funny. I met a couple once, and they were in their 70s, and they had been married about 50 years. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. You've been married 50 years? And they were, yeah, they were all happy, and they've been married this long and still going strong and whatnot. And I was like, wow, you must have not had any arguments, you know, no disagreements, no fighting. And they were like, no, we've had all that. I said, well, how in the world did you stay married? You must not have had any trauma. How did you stay married so long? They were like, no, we've had our ups and downs and our share of problems. I was like, well, come on, you got to give me your secret. This is awesome. And so the woman just simply said, oh, we just stayed together. We just didn't give up on each other. I was like, huh? You know, can you elaborate a little bit on that? She says, yeah, we just didn't give up on each other. No one walked out. And then I heard somebody say once, if one person falls out of love, as long as the other person is still in love, you can make it work. And so they said the problem in a marriage is when both people fall out of love at the same time. That's the challenge. But it's okay. And they told me, in your marriage, it's going to be times where, you know, one spouse will feel like, you know, this thing is over. I'm out of here. I no longer love you. And as long as the other spouse is not feeling the same way, typically they say when you end up in divorce is when both people are saying, oh, this is over, I'm out, it's finished, you know, kind of thing. But typically if one person is still feeling like, you know, I'm in love, I love this person, it's going to be great again, you know, one day we'll be back on track, that kind of thing, you can hold it together. So this is what the advice I had gotten back from this couple who was celebrating their 50th. So what that taught me is that by not giving up, they were able to stay together. And so where on the outside it looked like they had this 50-year-long marriage because it was so easy and so nice and everything was peachy green, they let me know, no, it wasn't because of that, because we've had our share of trouble and difficulties. But what it was is that no one gave up. No one gave up. And I said, wow. And so that giving up thing is huge, so huge. So, I mean, I look at, you know, my own life and, you know, this whole college thing. You know, I have to share this with people because, you know, they won't believe it. If I don't share it, people won't know. You know, I'm at a point where I want to give up. Trying to finish a PhD. I started with a GED. And, you know, it's been a long road and accomplished some degrees along the way, but now I'm at that level where I want to give up. It's taking too long. You know how we do when things take too long. Come on, you know. Come on now. Y'all know what we do. We want to give up. I started this PhD and 2004, really. This is 2011. This is seven years. My God, it didn't take me seven. Well, it took me seven to get a couple of those other degrees, so I guess this isn't long at all. But for one degree, I got two degrees in that length of time. And it's like, it's, you know, you just want it over already. It's like, you want to just give up. It's taking too long. Trust me, had I known it would take this long, I would have never done it. There's no way you could have paid me to do it. And I think that's the beauty of life, though, because for the things that you're really supposed to do, I think God purposely does not let us see the rough road ahead. If he let us see the rough road ahead, most of us would never do anything, probably. Certainly not get married. Certainly not have children. Certainly not start businesses. Certainly not pursue college degrees. Okay? If God allowed you to see the rough road ahead, be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Would you have done some of the things that you're doing? And I'm not saying now that you've smoothed out those rough roads, but I'm talking about with all that roughness that was there in the beginning. Most people, maybe not you, because I know you're special, you're different, but the average person would never have attempted those things had God showed them the rough road that was ahead. But I think he wants things accomplished, and he knows he's going to give us strength, knowledge, and the power to do it. And so it's okay that we go into this rough terrain, so to speak, to do things. And so that's really cool. But it's tough. I'm telling you, I'm there with you. I know. I feel your pain. I understand. And so when I tell people, and I want to share that with people, because a lot of times people, they hear me talk or they hear me do seminars and workshops, and they hear me talk about this not giving up attitude and what have you, and they think that, you know what, that's easy for her to say. Look at her life. She's got it made. That's what people say. Oh, yeah, I hear them. That's what they think. They see you driving a nice car. They see you live in a nice home. They see you have a wonderful marriage. They see you have, you know, a few clothes. They can't discern how much shopping you're doing, because some people know how to bargain shop, you know, like me. And some people know how to keep their clothes looking good. So you had the same outfits for 10 years. But people, they don't know because they didn't see you 10 years ago, so everything looks new to them. But people think, yeah, they think, oh, you got it all together. You're on the radio. You're doing this and doing that. But, yeah, I'm going through it too, just like you. You know, every day is like, you know, you want to give up on that. Let me just stop. Let me just quit. Nobody will know. You know, you think nobody will know. No one will care. I can just give up. So what? I don't need to finish. I don't need to get a PhD. Why? Why do I need that? What do I need it for? I have an MBA. Why do I need a PhD? I don't need it. I can just give up. I know enough. I took all the classes. I have one. I took all but one class, all but one out of the whole PhD program that I'm in. I only have left to write the dissertation and take a few tests. So why not give up, right? Why not? Well, remember how I started out talking about there are two things that will sabotage you from achieving your goal, your dream, and your destiny in life. Two things. One is to not get started, and two is to give up after you start. And so knowing that, to give up now means that I'm giving up on my goals, my dreams, and my destiny. Now, how can you do that? I mean, come on. You can't do it, right? You know it's your goal, your dream, your destiny. You can't do it. So, and by the way, I need a story. I need a testimony. I need something to motivate me every day to tell somebody else not to give up. And that's when I don't give up. So I hope that you took this message today. I hope you take it to heart and don't give up. I hope you get started. And I look forward to talking with many of you later. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another show. Don't forget, 11 o'clock, tune in to Miss Kiva Renee. Her show will be on today. Oh, good morning, Victoria. Welcome, welcome. I'm just now getting over to the chat room and seeing that you're there. So it's been great. It's been real. And we'll see you back here Friday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.